So the epic tale of the founding of the Jewish people through the matriarchs and the patriarchs continues to unfold. Jacob, together with his wives, Rachel and Leah, journeys away from their father, Laban, who has swindled Jacob and his daughters out of their rightful share of profits many a time. Jacob says, "When is it time? Or now it is time for me to do for myself." Don't forget, Jacob has information in his dream about that great biblical promise from Hashem to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and to the matriarchs, that the Jewish people would return to the land of Israel. And it is towards Israel that Jacob heads. There's a small problem, however, and that is that his brother, despite the fact that there's decades of time in between his running away from his brother, is still seething. And he is heading towards Jacob with 400 people to combat and to wage an exact a price from Jacob himself. Now, you would be excused if you thought and you had a profile of Jacob as being a timid individual and Esau being a hunter. After all, there was a description in the Torah earlier on that Jacob spent his time studying in the tents. The studious kind of individual you wouldn't imagine is the strong warrior sort of character. And yet, if you look through Judaism, you will see that our leaders are the strongest of the strong. Take Moses, for example. Hey, take Abraham, the grandfather of Jacob, who waged war with kings. His father stood up to kings. And of course, King David. Just but a sampling of the wonderful leaders that we've had that have been very spiritually in tune and yet very physically strong. So it wasn't that Jacob was nervous to combat his brother. He understood that there was going to be a showdown, and he had the faith and he had the strength to combat Esau. It was a matter of strategy. What would he do? Well, we see the Torah tells us that immediately Jacob turns to prayer. But it wasn't prayer that immobilized him. It was prayer that focused on the divine promise that Hashem had given to Yaakov Avinu. Jacob didn't have such an independent identity. He had a mission. The matriarchs and the patriarchs were dedicated to the mission. And yet in his prayer, there was no brazenness. To the contrary, there was humility. There was a recognition that so much had already been given to Jacob and to his family, that it was perhaps even too much to be asking. And yet, the request was there because the full extent of the biblical blessing had not yet been fulfilled. But the Torah tells us that at the same time that Yaakov Avinu prayed, he also had another two prongs to his strategy. He prepared gifts, diplomacy, that he sent to his brother Esau. And he said, perhaps I complicate him with these gifts, which he then sent on. But if all else fails, says Yaakov, then I am prepared for war. I'm not concerned that I won't win the war, but I am prepared for war. I'll take it on head on. Some may say that the order of preparation over here is inverted, that the first thing Jacob should have done is turn to diplomacy or tactical warfare. But prayer, we know, is the hallmark of the Jewish people. And the truth is, prayer is inherent to each of us. If you analyze these three prongs, prayer, diplomacy, and warfare, they seem very contradictory inherently. They may even be against our personal nature. But the truth is, we each have the soul powers and the ability to overcome the obstacles that are in front of us. And so we all are naturally disposed a certain way, and yet we all have the ability to overcome whatever obstacles put in front of us, plus the ability to do so in a joyous manner. As long as we have our eye on the ball, as long as we recognize where our blessings come from, then the truth is we can achieve anything and everything. Yaakov Avinu, Jacob, our forefather, there's so much to say about him. And indeed, the whole Jewish nation is known as B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Yisrael, which was a name that Jacob took on also in this parsha, because from him we can learn how to endure despite challenges, how to take the different parts of our soul powers and focus them towards growth, perpetuation, and the divine mission.